Mark chapter 5. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had as his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that you torment me not. And he said unto him, Come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is your name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he begged him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was near unto the mountains a great herd of pigs feeding. And all the demons besought him, saying, Send us into the pigs, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the pigs. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, for they were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the pigs fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what was done. And they came to Jesus, and they saw him that was possessed with the demon, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed of the demon, and also concerning the pigs. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he had come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the demon asked him that he might be with him. However, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to your friends, and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you, and has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship to the other side, many people gathered unto him, and he was near unto the sea. And look, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And he besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray you, come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and many people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press of the crowd from behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press of the crowd and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. And while he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Your daughter is dead. Why trouble you, the master, any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and he saw the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he had come in, he said unto them, Why do you make all this ado and weeping? The girl is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he took the father and the mother of the girl, and those that were with him, and entered in where the girl was lying. And he took the girl by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which being interpreted, Girl, I say to you, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given to her to eat.